Yes. The warning. Warning. The following show features songs performed either by professionals or under the supervision of professionals. Accordingly, Rusty Mike Radio and the producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any song or activity performed on this show. Listener discretion is advised.
Stop rock and roll, because I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Guys, you don't know it because you're not keeping track, but I am. This is like the 88th episode with me, which means for like in like 3 months from now, we will be celebrating 100 weeks together. The 100th episode of Rock for Rookies is just around the corner. And as far as I'm concerned, that means you just can't stop rock and roll. I have been doing this for a while, and dudes, let me tell you, it's not like I'm running out of like music. It just, every single week. I find new stuff, and I just discover stuff on my hard drive. I'm just like, I had no idea that band existed, and bam, then you get to hear it. That's the best part about the show. I just get to, every single week, I get to share new and awesome music with you guys, which sometimes you even remembered, like, you're like, oh, I used to love this band back when I was in high school. Or, you know what, oh, I was getting my hair cut, and the guy pulled that nose, hair out of my nose, and I freaked out, but at the same time, that song was playing. It's awesome. Is awesome. Now here's another awesome band that never ever gets played here in Rock for Keys, and it's not because I don't like them, it's just because I haven't thought about them in so long. First up, let me give you a little info on the Down Low, and I'm speaking with the Down Low because I just did my first episode of the Shizzle Show. Check that out on The Vault, guys. I did my first rap show, which is pretty sweet. Check it. Okay, so Van Halen are a hard rock band formed in Pasadena, California in 1974. They've enjoyed a huge success from the release of their first self-titled album in 1978, and as of 2007, Van Halen have sold more than 80 million albums worldwide and had the most number of one hits on the Billboard mainstream rock chart out of anybody. Now they've had two lead singers in their time. One was David Lee Roth, the other one being Sammy Hagar. A lot of controversy back and forth, if this one gonna be back, what's going on. But out of Van Halen, it's Eddie Van Halen, lead guitarist, who is the bomb izzle. So I don't know who exactly the following song is by, but we're gonna check it out right now. This is Van Halen and When It's Love.
Thank you.
Now we just heard Limp Bizkit and their song Nobody Like You featuring John Davis of Korn. That was a request by my cousin Tippy, who says that she misses the old days when we used to rock out to Limp Bizkit together. And Destiny's Child. You cannot forget Destiny's Child. Right before Limp Bizkit, we heard Slick Shoes. Slick Shoes are a pop punk band with Christian origins from Antelope Valley, California. They got their name from, can you guess it? Slick Shoes! The Goonies, being one of the characters' dad's many gadgets. Alright, what you have to know about them is that Slick Shoes' style could be described as fast and melodic, and occasionally with a rough-edged, hardcore punk, melodic hardcore sound. That was hardcore punk / melodic hardcore sound. They've been around, and they're still out, and they're still putting out music, so check them out. Slick Shoes. It's very nice. And of course, we started things off with Van Halen and When It's Love. But now we're going to move on to another style that a lot of our listeners like, too. It's like the goth female operatic rock going on. So this time, we're going to be listening to a little Within Temptation, and this is See Who I Am. Oh, by the way, we also have a lot of other good stuff coming up in this week's show. We got The Starting Line, The Suicide Machines, Reality Addiction, American Hi-Fi, The Offspring. It's gonna rock! We'll be right back.
breath. I pull myself together, just another step. Until I reach the door, you'll never know the way. It tears me up inside to see you. I wish that I could tell you something to take it all. I won't give up till it's over.
Alright, peoply peeps, we started off with In Temptation, the song See Who I Am. That was a little girl rock Evanescence style. I use them because they're the most well-known of all the girl rockin' bands. After that, we heard Simple Plan and the song Save You. Simple Plan and the song Save You. Save You is actually one of their favorite songs to play at all of their live shows. The lead singer wrote it for his brother who had cancer. Kid did survive, very sweet, but he wrote it while the guy was, while his brother was going, undergoing therapy. The song made it onto their third album, I believe, simply entitled Simple Plan. And what we just heard was Tool and the song Intolerance off the 1993 album Undertow. Okay, now I'm not always playing Tool because I'm not their biggest fans, but sometimes I find a song which really does get to me, and Intolerance, freaking sweet. Now, what's really interesting was one of the bands that they claim to be one of their major influences, another band that I don't think I have ever played on Rock for Rookies. Maybe Johnny did in his progressive show, which was almost like a year and a half ago already. You can go check that out in our archives. Johnny did a progressive show, but here, Tool have claimed that their most influential band were progressive rock pioneers King Crimson. Now, longtime King Crimson member Robert Fripp has downplayed any influences Bad and Had on, has had on Tool. In an interview with Tool, he touched briefly on how the two bands relate to each other, stating, "Do you hear the influence? There's just one figure where I hear an influence. Just one. It was a piece we were developing that we dropped, and it is almost exactly the same figure. Three-note arpeggio. Damn, I don't know what that... I probably sound stupid. I don't know what that word is. With a particular accent from the guitar, so I do not think you could have heard it. That's the only thing." He also revealed, "I happen to be a huge Tool fan, and the members of Tool have been generous enough to suggest that Crimson has been an influence on them. Adam Jones asked me if I could detect it in their music, and I said I couldn't. I can detect more Tool influence in King Crimson than I can hear King Crimson in Tool," which I think is pretty freaking sweet. A lot of other bands also claim Tool as their influence, such as Boston Phoenix, System of a Down, Deftones, and Godsmack. All are all examples of Tool's towering influence in the genre. Moving on right now, guys, we have... Okay, so this was me... one of the only good things I got out of being here in Jersey is I got to meet Dustin, the lead singer of the up-and-coming band Reality Addiction. There's no other way to call it. See, when I listen to this specific song that I'm about to play to you by Reality Addiction is... I'm really upset that Dustin's voice is so good. Now, you want to call a band up-and-coming? I don't know if that would actually work because... Reality Addiction, for instance, could be the biggest thing since sliced cheese, and they could be amazing, but there's a good chance they'll never get discovered, because that's the way the music industry goes. I'm hoping, they're hoping, and they would be huge, especially considering that if you actually go back and listen to their older stuff and compare it to their new stuff, the style has changed immensely. They used to have a more Counting Crows folk rock kind of style going to them, and now it's completely different. Now it's definitely post-grunge. You can hear the similarities between them and Three Days Grace and Three Doors Down. So let's check it out right now. This is off of their new EP. The name of the song is Enough of Love, and guys, I love it. Check out their MySpace page. Just go to Google, type in Reality Addiction, it'll take you right there. This is Enough of Love.
Maybe in some other world I'd give you what you deserve, an unconditional love, no matter what your past. But I've been cursed with strange emotions. I've got a lot to say, now I'm just getting started. This time I'm not the one that you were thinking of. Between the lines of who I am and who you wanted, you will find a man who's had enough of love. It's hard to realize how your whole life has been brought me to this broken moment. When it comes to love, I am a vagabond. I will not be forced to stay here any longer for someone who hasn't had enough. But I can't live another day without the love that left me feeling this way. Of all the things I cannot change, I learned to love for my own sake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we started things off with Reality Addiction and a song off of their newest EP. It's called Enough of Love. I also like to point out that one of the reasons that their music changed, Dustin told me, is because the band pretty much went up to Dustin and said, hey, man, we want to take a bigger part in the creativeness and the creating of the music. Up until that point, Dustin had been doing all of the lyric writing and the band had pretty much been in the background. And now the band really got together as a whole and wrote the lyrics and they wrote the music and everything went smoothly. And this is what they got because the rest of the band was into harder stuff. I think Dustin's voice complements that completely, and they have a fantastic, they got a good journey ahead of them, and we'll see where it takes them. After that, we heard Another Animal and the song Distant Signs. Another Animal is made up of three bands. It's made up of the lead singer of Ugly Kid Joe, and then the musicians are made up of Godsmack and Dropbox. For all you Godsmack fans, definitely get into Another Animal. Check out a lot more of their stuff. I like the primal scream that you get out of the lead singer of Ugly Kid Joe, because I was a huge Ugly Kid Joe fan. Cannot remember his name, but I will definitely get back to you with it in part two. That's right, we've come to the end. Also, after Another Animal, we heard Zebrahead and the song Swing off of the album Waste of Mind. Zebrahead are one of the few funk punkers that I know of. They do a lot of funk style music, but it's not pop punk, and it's not punk rock. There's just so much of the awesome. I don't know if you knew what I was doing. I was picking up my bass. It was all funkified, like in the 70s. Alright guys, so we have reached the end of part 1 for this week's episode of Rock for Rookies. If you are listening to me on Tuesday night on Rusty Mike Radio, you will have to wait until Sunday to get part 2, but you can go check that out on www.rockforrookies.com. Okay, I am Maximum Mike. You can always email me at maximum@rockforrookies.com, or of course check me out on the Facebook. It's a facebook.com/rockforrookies, and I would love to take your requests, your dedications, your hate mail, whatever it is. I am here for you. Let's end things off right, because it's time for Metallica. Off the 1984 album Ride the Lightning, this is the song Escape, which is what you might want to be doing if the show really, really sucked. Check out part 2 next week, baby!
Feel the pain, the Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Welcome back to part two of Rock Rookies. The difference between part one and part two is that part one was recorded back in Jersey. So if it was missing any sting, if it was missing any smoothness, some energy, well, then you're lying because my shows never miss stuff like that, okay? But this part is being recorded here in Israel, which means I am ecstatic with joy and love. Oh, and I got to use my new iPod Touch all the way home. Now, see, that's excited. Not because it's an iPod Touch, but that I have a music player again. As I have related so far in my misadventures, I broke my MP3 player a few months back when I was doing reserves in the Army. Somebody threw their gun on it. So now I have music again, so I was totally rocking out on the flight all the way home, and it was so sweet. And one of the things that I was listening to, and I know I played some of it last week, is some stuff off the new Bowling for Soup album called Sorry for Partying. So this is their big hit off the album, or at least the first single that they released. Enjoy it. It's My Wiener, All for You. Love it, baby.
Her name is Wiener. Hey, have you seen her? Everyone says she's amazing. She gets so jealous. She sticks her head up when I'm checking out the ladies. And she needs so much attention. She's always hanging around. My Wiener is lonely tonight. She cries when I turn up the light. She's only happy when I'm holding her tight. Oh, my Wiener, take a look at my scene, and all the girls wanna be around her. Her skin is so soft, I can't keep my hands off ever since that day I found her. And she'll make your heart beat faster with the wink of an eye. My Wiener is lonely tonight. She cries when I turn up the light. She's only happy when I'm holding her tight.
Well, that was My Wiener. I hope you enjoyed it. I gave it to you as delicately as possible, but I also want to tell you this, that Bowling for Soup are now taking part in a three-part documentary entitled Bowling for Soup My Hometown, their hometown being Wichita Falls, Texas. They talk a lot about it. They have a song, I believe, in their third album called I Hope You Got the Hell Out of Our Hometown, and they laugh a lot about Texas, so on and so forth. So with that out of the way, It's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. Zast. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the news. Anti-Music reports, and this is a good one for capitalism, yay! The Sex Pistols lawyers have threatened an ice cream company with legal action because of similarities in their advertising campaign and the band's artwork and lyrics, according to NME. Now, London-based company Ice Creamists online advertisements feature a picture of the Queen backed by a union flag with an ice cream spoon in her mouth and the words, "God Save the Cream," written all over her face. Now, I have no problem with suing somebody for ripping off, you know, your artwork, so on and so forth, but the Sex Pistols are anarchists. You're supposed to be able to do whatever the hell you want. That's what they promote. Oh, unless it, you know, touches on the turf of money. Oh, well, then it's not cool. It's stupid. Just let it go, okay? It's literally just lowering you, your respect in the eyes of everyone. I'm adding a little commentary today. Now, punknews.org has this big news for Blink-182 fans. All five of you listen to my show. Blink-182's wildly popular 1999 full-length album, Enema of the State, which rocked, will be released on vinyl for the first time by independent punk hardcore label Mightier Than the Sword Records. The album will be first in a 10-year anniversary series by the label, with each release involving a limited pressing of 500 on 180-gram vinyls. They will also feature a gold seal to commemorate the release. In addition to 500 180-gram copies, Mightier Than the Sword will also press 500 each on clear red, clear blue, and clear colors. My only problem with that is I just don't see punk rock people in the let's go collect vinyl. You know, punk rockers aren't listening to vinyl records. That's just my thought on the matter. Now, Blabbermouth reports that Exodus were forced to halt their show last night, Tuesday, October 13th, in Marque, Venezuela, for around 50 minutes after the crowd reportedly went nuts and broke the barricade in front of the stage. Now, for those of you that are interested, I am adding the video of that on the links at the bottom for my favorite videos of the week, so check that out. People going crazy. Awesome. Anti-Music reports, Rammstein will take their use of sex to sell their new album to a new extreme, where they plan to actually sell sex items along with their music. Here's the info that we got on this. Let's check it out. With the release of Rammstein's new studio album, Liebe ist für alle da, rapidly approaching, the German Sextet have announced plans for a very unique limited edition version of their 11-track release. Available later this fall, following their October 20th release date for the album, will be a flight case package with the album and six sex toys numerically corresponding to the number of the band members, handcuffs, and lubricant. Awesome. Okay, guys, so don't get this one for your parents. Weird. Antimusic.com reports, and this also makes me kind of, it's a bit iffy, Nicole Scherzinger, the lead singer of the R&B girl group The Pussycat Dolls, where am I going with this, has told A Showbiz that she has recorded a guest appearance on Slash's new solo album. I don't know what to say. Slash and The Pussycat Dolls. Moving on, Rockabye Baby, lullaby renditions of Guns N' Roses lands in stores November 10th via Baby Rock Records. An excerpt from a press release reads, "Is a sweet child of yours trying your patience at bedtime? Do you have an appetite for noise reduction? Don't you cry tonight. Fire up these gentle renditions of Guns N' Roses metal classics to rock your little devil to a peaceful sleep. Welcome to the nursery, baby. It's Paradise City." Wow, totally getting it, by the way. Awesome. Blabbermouth reports, Korn frontman Jonathan Davis says that the band's forthcoming album, follow-up to 2007's Untitled effort, is something of an unintended return to the group's roots and not a concept as initially planned. "It's really like the old-school stuff, like the first two records," Davis tells NoiseCreep.com. "It's just going back to our roots, working with producer Ross Robinson, who did the first two albums with them, Korn and Life is Peachy. It's just been amazing," he says. "It sounds like nothing we've ever done," even though it sounds like their first two albums, which, whatever, we'll let that go, "and it's more in the vein of the first two records, and we're really excited about it. And working with Ross, it just sort of evolved out of us. Naturally, he's got that going with the old school style and how we were writing. It's just amazing, and this is how it's been taking shape." Well, that's all the news I have. Totally looking forward to the new Korn album. We are moving on with the music right now, and we're going to give a little listen to a band who I don't play as much as I should, though I know Johnny's a big fan, and recently I found out that the wife is a big fan of the band. So let's check this out. This is the song Galaxy by 311.
We'll be right back. to forget everything. There's something there inside your eyes. Let me know you never lie. You fill me up, and I know what you need. Do you know what you mean to me? Well, I watch you sleep sometimes, and it feels like the first time. And you're always on my mind.
Started things off there with 311 and the song Galaxy off of their biggest album Transistor from 1997. 311, very cool. They have a lot of the reggae sound going to them, but you gotta mix it with the rock. Though I had to work pretty damn hard to find a song which actually rocked as opposed to which was just chillin'. After that, we heard The Starting Line and the song Decisions, Decisions off the 2002 album Say It Like You Mean It. The Starting Line were just one of those bands that literally, they started jamming together, they started playing a few gigs, then people noticed them, done, made it big. That was the end of the story. Starting Line, their first album was a real nice mix between fast punk melodic stuff and really melancholy music. If you guys remember the song Best of Me, which was their first big hit single, very soft, very in the vein of Plain White Tees, you know, Hey There Delilah, very much like that. And then finally, we just finished off with the Suicide Machines, and Sometimes I Don't Mind. Suicide Machines, good fun punk. Alright guys, moving on right now, we're going to do a three shot. I guess I call it a rock cocktail, but it really isn't, because I couldn't even find anything at all with similarities between all these bands, except for what that I think that I could honestly feel good dedicating a whole bunch of these songs to the webmaster himself, David Leitner, who we can all wish a B'Sha'ah Tova to, due to the fact that in the next, I think, 5 months from now, there'll be a little webmaster listening to Rock for Rookies. So the following songs, Garden of Serenity by the Ramones, we're going to start off with that one. I got a little girl called Serenity, and hopefully one day our two kids will play together there. I made a good connection, so here's the Ramones, baby.
This could be the sober all the time. And you bring me down, at least you try, until we see this eye to eye. I don't want you. I must be running out of luck, 'cause you're just not drunk enough to fuck. And now I've had it up to here, and I don't want you. It took so long to say you are done waiting for me. When I need you, wake up. I'm pounding on the door. I'm not the man I was before. Where the
just heard The Offspring in the song Way Down the Line off the 1997 album Ixnay on the Hombre. Now, you're probably wondering how I managed to connect all these songs to wishing David and Hila an amazing life with said new offspring. That's right, I did. But seriously, Way Down the Line, it's going to be awesome. All of our families playing together, stuff like that. Now, before then, we heard 3 Days Grace in the song Wake Up. Truthfully, I had a real hard time with this one. I do know the song rocks, and David rocks, and his kid's gonna rock, so there you go, 3 Days Grace rock, awesome. That was the song Wake Up off their 2003 debut album, 3 Days Grace. Still waiting to get my hands on the new album, as well as the new Breaking Benjamin album, which I do not have. Now, we are coming near to the end of part 2, so let's do it right. This is Our Lady Peace and Not Enough, because there's never enough time to do the show perfect. I need more music and more time to play it, baby.
got a lot to prove. Somewhere lines get crossed, it's true. It's the nature of things. The longer we can see it through, the more we make believe.
Heard the song American Hi-Fi and the song Baby Come Home, and yes, I have realized that I've been using the word baby a lot. I don't know, been listening too much Biscuit? Perhaps. Now we started things off with Our Lady Peace and the song Not Enough, which reminds me that I didn't tell you enough about American Hi-Fi, just to let you know that on October 30th, just a few days ago, they released a sneak peek at their song Lost, which is to be their title track of their new upcoming album, which should be out before the end of the year, which is very sweet. Now we have reached the end of this week's episode of Rock for Rookies. Thank you very much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you guys at my live show this Tuesday. Alright, I'm back doing the live show. Catch it on Rusty Mike Radio. You can catch it on rockforrookies.com. I do not care as long as you are there. Remember, okay guys, I'm Maximal Mike, and this is Rock for Rookies, and if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Let's finish things off right. This is Less Than Jake and the song Yo-Yo Ninja Boy.
Stayed awake all night, fighting the crimes. Diesel Rock and the evil guy. Grandfather Mandy Wendell Chip. Help Ninja Boy be the best there is. Master of Ghana, he'll never win. He's no match for his yo-yo spin. Grandfather showed him all his tricks. There's not a problem he can't fix. And he's just getting started. Yo-yo Ninja Boy. Go, go Ninja Boy. Yo-yo Ninja Boy. Go, go Ninja Boy. And he'll fight till the trouble ends. You're a Ghana. Sworn their revenge. Don't save the day, so have no fear. Cause Yo-Yo Ninja Boy is here. Yo-Yo Ninja Boy. Go, go Ninja Boy.